While we look for big things, often important little ones go unnoticed. When that happens, we may miss some great lessons. Little preachers can teach us and influence us. Thus, the title of the lesson this morning, Lessons from Little Creatures. Let's notice some lessons from the ant to make preparation now. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer, the Bible says in Proverbs 30 and verse 25. Most people do not seem to anticipate future needs for inner selves, so the importance of providing for them now is sometimes overlooked. Consider the foresight taught by the ant. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, no overseer or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest, reads Proverbs 6, verses 6 through 8. Let us profit by their wisdom and use the summer of now to prepare for the eternity that none of us can escape, and the approach of which we cannot delay. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, reads Hebrews 9 and verse 27. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God, reads Romans 14 and verse 12. The earlier we begin, the more time for service we will have. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, Ecclesiastes 12:1. Be aware the present is the only time we have. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation, 2 Corinthians 6:2. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest, Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10. It will be unspeakably sad for us to leave unprepared. In the first century, the Bible speaks of those who were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world, Ephesians 2 and verse 12. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved, reads Jeremiah 8 and verse 20. For the prepared, there will be great joy. They will hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord, reads Matthew 25 and verse 21. Lessons from little creatures. Consider some lessons from the conies to seek a sure refuge. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet make they their houses in the rocks, reads Proverbs 30 and verse 26. A coney, helpless and defenseless or feeble folk, is a small guinea pig-like or rabbit-like creature. But they can survive in the security of nature's refuge, rocks. We by ourselves are spiritually helpless. Jeremiah said long ago, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps, Jeremiah 10 and verse 23. When we turn from God, we become easy prey for the enemy. So we should be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, reads Proverbs 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. We will not and cannot find refuge in self. We had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but trust in God which raiseth the dead, 2 Corinthians 1:9. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, reads Proverbs 28 and verse 26. We cannot find refuge in wealth. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, Proverbs 11 and verse 28. But Paul told Timothy, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but trust in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, 1 Timothy 6:17. We cannot find refuge in other people either. Do not trust in noblemen, in mortal man, in whom there is no salvation. Read Psalms 146 and verse 3. We must turn to the Eternal One to find help. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalms 46 and verse 1. The Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge, reads Psalms 94 and verse 22. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is, Jeremiah 17 and verse 7. The Father made Christ our rock. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste, Isaiah 28 and verse 16. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, reads Acts 4, 11 and 12. It would be tragic to come to the end without him, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand, Revelation 6 and verse 17. All will be well for those who are in Him or in Christ. Jesus said, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven, Matthew 10, 32. John said, I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them, Revelation 14, 13. Notice some lessons from the locust who go in unity and cooperation. The locusts have no king, yet go they forth, all of them by bands, reads Proverbs 30 and verse 27. Be impressed with their order and discipline. They can sweep over land like an invading army. They were so used to God to plague Egypt. Read Exodus 10, verses 14 and 15. The locusts cooperate without a king. We can do it with one. We have a king and his guide to direct us. God the Father hath put all things under his feet, talking about Jesus, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all, reads Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. The psalmist said, thy work is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, Psalms 119 and verse 105. Paul said, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Philippians 4 and verse 9. Locusts have instinct, but man must have the desire and will to respond. Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Matthew 22 and verse 37. Truly, we need to benefit in our unity. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office or ability, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Romans 12, verses 4 and 5. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. Hebrews 10 and verse 24. Now notice with me the spider's lesson, where perseverance is rewarded. The spider taketh hold with her hands, and is in kings' palaces. Proverbs 30 and verse 28. The spider taketh hold with fearless work, even in kings' castles. Watch a spider. If it fails, it tries again and again. The kind of perseverance we need is the kind that is marked by courage to do right all summer long. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, Philippians 2 and verse 12. Press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, Philippians 3 and verse 14. We need to persevere and do what is right, even in the face of danger and in spite of danger. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8 and verse 31. Let your conversation, that is your manner of living, be without covetousness, but be content with such things as ye have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6. But I can't do great things, some say. We don't have to. According to personal ability is all that is required of us. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. Read 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 12. Let us never be backward and weak-hearted, because we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, Hebrews 10 and verse 39. Blessed are the persistent, who are of them that believe to the saving of the soul, Hebrews 10 and verse 39 also. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, 1 Peter 1 and verse 9. In conclusion, faithfulness is a personal responsibility, both yours and mine. John said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works, Revelations 20 and verse 12. So we are thankful to learn from little creatures. Not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, Romans 12 and verse 11. Wherefore we labor that, whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 9. Take advantage while there is time, the ant teaches. Of refuge in the rock of ages, the coney teaches. Cooperate with God's people, the locusts teach. Persevere unto the reward, the spider teaches. There is no better time to begin. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Ephesians 5 and verse 14. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Ephesians 5 and verse 16. And now why tarriest thou, that is, why wait? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22 and verse 16. If you have a need, please come to the Lord, while his invitation is open, while together we stand and sing.
Years of wicked vanity and